Hey there, audio listener. Are you tired of your old bed sheets? I don't have anything I can do for you because bed sheets don't sponsor this show. But I would like to tell you about gold. Really more of a golden opportunity. Join Mug Club at loudwithcrowder.com/mugclub. It's the only reason that this show is actually available, audio version that you're listening to, or on YouTube. And we have a full daily show that you don't get access to anywhere else. So if you want to continue enjoying this show, change my mind, or the like, or if you just like to hate listen, you like to hate watch. People do that. I have a punchable face. Please do consider supporting at louderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. Join up today and you'll be a better person for it.
Subject for today.
That sounded more like white noise.
Wow.
Yeah. Which also is a Michael Keaton classic.
Is that an angry slap?
By the way,
for relaxation
for some reason
and
I have a coaster here. It's going to ruin my fine pine table, which is actually the cheapest and softest of woods. But if someone can send in a coaster, because this is all I have. Glad to be with you today. We have a lot to get to. My half-agent lawyer, Bill Richmond, is not here. I believe he's in his deposition, but Audio Wade is here.
Hey.
Quarter Black Garrett is here.
Hey.
How are you, Gerald A?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know,
let's go, baby. It's Monday.
And that's nice, but she makes me throw up in my mouth a little because she's too cute. We're going to be talking about Hunter Biden, and not just Hunter Biden, but Joe Biden. Because, you know, listen, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, and that's concerning when the apple is a pedophile.
Wow, that's a bad apple.
What kind of a tree creates pedophile apples?
Really would be awkward.
So there's some new unearthed evidence, and we cannot show you, of course, the actual videos or images because we're not Netflix. This isn't Cuties, but it has been corroborated. It is. Is there an issue going on there, Tim from HR?
He's taking care of it.
There's a little bit of technical difficulties going on here today. But first, I think it's important to hit this story. Huh? Joe Biden. And Audio Wade had seen this.
Yeah,
and told me that it's something I need.
It's sort of sad and also very funny.
Okay. Joe Biden, apparently, they told me not to watch it.
Yeah, don't.
Apparently, look for Jill Biden's reaction.
Okay.
That Joe Biden was not aware of whom he was running against.
What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of Georgia. He's going to find ourselves in a position where, if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
Saved it.
She looks like Watson when he needs to stab Sherlock with an epinephrine.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking she's just opening her mouth like a fish, just like,
that is painful.
Please, no.
That is I can't believe I had sex with you several times.
No.
And then gave birth to a pedophile like Damien.
Oh.
It is like Damien, effectively.
It is.
Pretty much.
Almost exactly.
We'll also be talking, by the way, about Joe Biden. I think he may have lost Pennsylvania with his opinions. I don't even know if they're his opinions. That's the issue. I don't know what he believes. Yeah. But his position on fracking, his position on phasing out all energy. And AOC was on with Jake Tapper yesterday after Twitch streaming.
She's a gamer.
Talking about her support for Joe Biden, and I was very confused, and then I realized that everything she said was a lie. We'll be going through that.
That does explain
and
it.
And going through the lies from AOC and Joe Biden, and their lies on fracking, and their lies on green energy, and their lies on the fossil fuel industry, and their positions therein, including all of the above. So it's hard to keep track of.
Well, that'll be fun.
It's hard, a lot of lies to correct.
Here's the thing. A lot of people say, it's easy to become exhausted.
Sure.
Yes.
It's very easy to become exhausted, to get burnout. And how do you know down from up? Yeah. How do you keep track of it? Here's the thing. I have an aunt who works in an insane asylum, and she feels that way every day. That's what you just have to do it leading up to election. You're like that thing.
Yeah,
that's
not your job.
I remember I went in and I saw something like, that's the guy. Did you realize that he used to actually be? He was a former head of the Department of Education. She goes, no, that's not true. I go, what? She goes, no, he was a squeegee guy, and then he shot a hobo. So he's here now. I'm like, so he was never head of the Department of Education? She goes, no, you can't believe anything they say. That's the Joe Biden campaign.
That's true. Well, that's if he wins, that's the next 4 years.
Exactly.
Too. Oh, man.
Also, sadly, before we move on talking about this, the Samsung chairman, Lee Kim-hee, died yesterday.
Yeah.
And we actually, warning, we do have footage of his untimely demise.
Samsung Electronics was founded in 1969
the same year when Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon. It does not start.
Wow.
He wants.
Sad.
At least he died doing what he loved.
Yeah.
Imitating his phones.
Yeah. That is tragic.
He used to walk around going, ring, ring.
Yeah. Hey, he walked around for Halloween dressed as a Galaxy 7. Like, there's a call. Answer it. They're like, no,
we're not going to answer it
because I know you're going to blow me up. No, no, I promise this time I'm not going to blow you up. I don't know. I started off.
Yeah, you went a little different.
I promise I'm not going to blow. Answer the phone. Firecrackers go off.
I got you.
But we'll get it right next time.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, please, Joe, we're going to continue here really quickly talking about Joe Biden and the controversy with Hunter Biden and his son. But first, please do consider following me on Instagram. That's where we have a lot of stuff going on. If you like stuff with the Joe Lewis and Betty and non-politics related stuff. And of course, we will be taking your live chat when we go exclusive to Mug Club this morning. AutoSpender.com/Mug Club. Everyone else here, step up. You all sound like someone died. What is this, a dirge?
We just talked about a man dying. Somebody did just die.
I'm going to do a run through before the show. So the camera works, and I have a coaster.
Yeah,
I think the coaster is the biggest
question.
Problem.
Too is how much do you? How many of the Hunter Biden bombshells? Let me ask, do you really think that any of this will stick? And if I were advising the presidential Trump, President Trump campaign, I would never mention Hunter Biden without mentioning Joe Biden.
Absolutely,
it's not about Hunter Biden. It is about Joe Biden. It is about the leverage on Joe Biden. It is about Joe Biden knowingly being involved with these business practices, and at the very least, knowing of all the nefarious activity and doing nothing. If silence is violence, actual silence when your son is engaging in sexual assault of minors allegedly is, I think, legally accessory to actual sexual violence. Well, you can't fit that on a bumper sticker.
It's tough to do that. Yeah, and every single news outlet right now is saying you're picking on Hunter Biden. That's all you're doing right now. This makes no difference. And no, the point. That's not true, though. We're not trying to pick on Hunter Biden. We're trying to point out
he's connected. Side benefit.
Right, exactly. It's a side. He has a lot of douchebaggery in his history.
Right.
That's
not the meanest thing you could say about Hunter Biden.
No.
Is that he has a lot of douchebaggery.
No, that's not.
No. I mean, I'm trying to encompass all of it. You know?
Yeah, it's tough to find a word. If you were to ask, like, I don't know, if you were about to join the Knights of Columbus and someone vouching from, like, sure. What do you think about that Hunter Biden, the one guy doesn't like him? Says, you know, he's a jerk. Wouldn't be as powerful as, you know, he's a corrupt foreign entity pedophile who smokes crack naked in front of young girls, including maybe or maybe not his niece.
Also, not so nice.
Yeah, also not a very nice guy.
I think douchebaggery covers it. That's about right.
Not fun at parties.
I always assumed that pedophiles, I always assumed they were charming because of what you know, the grooming required.
Yeah, but no.
Turns out not when you're the vice president's son.
But it does seem like Trump is taking the tack of always mentioning Joe with Hunter. I haven't seen him talk about Hunter Biden in the debate that we watched.
Yeah.
He only said you and your family, which is smart.
That was a great idea. Yeah. Yes. Just saying that he needs to clean it up. I think that's the perfect way to play this. Like, you don't have to make accusations. The media is going to do that in some respects for you. Right. Meaning like the New York Post and some right leaning.
And that's actually what we're going to get to, because Joe Biden was just asked recently, and here was his answer when finally someone tried to request some accountability.
Okay, Mr. Biden, if I can.
Sure.
Questions of controversy continue today about Hunter Biden, your son's...
There is no controversy about my son. It's all a lie. It's a flat lie because the president has nothing else to run on. If you notice, while American people are talking happening to their families, he has no plan. In the debate, he has no plan. Everything from the Wall Street Journal, every other major news outlet has said what he's saying is simply not true about my son. But it's classic Trump. Classic Trump.
What? Do you mean... You mean this Wall Street Journal? This Wall Street Journal right here?
That one.
Like, this is amazing to me because, yes, most major media outlets have tried to simply sweep this under the rug.
Right,
but I wonder if Joe Biden had actually... He's so incapable of thinking on his feet. I wonder if he had just read the Wall Street Journal article confirming, authenticating some of these texts, some of these emails that have recently been unloaded. And he'd be like, I can't believe that Pat at Wall Street Journal would do me like that. And so then he's on stage.
My
he says, this isn't corroborated by any major news. And in his head, he's going, pick one. Anyone but the Wall Street Journal. Anyone but the Wall Street Journal. Anyone. The Wall Street Journal even says it's not true.
He's just pulling from a short file.
Pick New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC, CNN, CBS, anything but the one.
Well, Stephen, you're just making fun of his stutter, and that's cruel.
Well, yes, that's really cruel. Yeah. And he misspoke.
Thing is, Merriam-Webster updated stutter to, be, and they have synonym lie.
Yeah.
Also known as lose your mind in
public. I saw someone was getting in trouble for calling him Stuttering Joe. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, I saw that.
And to their credit, they didn't apologize. But like, as soon as this thing, he doesn't have a stutter. No.
Yeah, it's
not true. That's not true.
It's making fun. Like,
Dr. Fauci's respected. I don't respect him. I don't like him. I think he should be fired. Send your letters to info@lateralcredit.com. Ask at letter. Ask for your apology, and I will be sure to get right on not answering you. So, the Wall Street Journal did confirm some of the New York Post reporting, but what were they confirming? They were also confirming some new info. If you didn't tune in to this conference before the debate, you probably weren't aware of this.
Before the debate.
Tony Bobulinski, so he's Hunter Biden's past business partner.
Yeah.
Okay. He gave a press conference corroborating the Biden laptop. So he was saying, I know that is true. The emails that were in the New York Post, which people were saying we can't authenticate because they never actually tried. And then he submitted three additional new phones, a full three phones.
Uh-oh.
And you know, phones, I think the lowest iPhone now is like 128 gigs.
That's a lot of gigs.
That's a lot of pictures could be incriminating.
Yeah. And I don't think he's using 4K. So as long as it's 720, there can be days of footage. These phones over to the FBI and Senate. Here is a clip from that press conference.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden. Tomorrow, I will be meeting with the Senate committee members concerning this matter. And I will be providing to the FBI the devices which contain the evidence corroborating what I have said. So I will not be taking any questions at this time.
I'm pretty sure he was wearing a corset.
Yeah, there was a lot of weird stuff going on.
Did you notice that? It was like the way
here.
His neck, it was, so it was like it pushed up his neck so it came down. And then this was either a bulletproof vest or it was a corset. Yeah. But that doesn't change the validity of what is on the phones. Don't get sidetracked. It's not about the corset.
Maybe it's about
the
corset.
Or the tie. You just want to grab it and yank it over.
And the main takeaway here is again, it's not just about Hunter Biden, but about Joe Biden being involved, confirming that the big guy mentioned in these emails who's being cut in on the financial deals is in fact Joe Biden. And that they have had involvement with Chinese business partnerships. This is something that's really important, especially when you look at the policies of Joe Biden, of the Obama administration, with China and how that hurt the American worker. That is incredibly relevant. Yeah. And by the way, Pennsylvania, fracking is going to be gone. All fossil fuels will be gone. You know that all mining is going to be gone. No more coal.
Yep.
And also, we're going to send the rest of the manufacturing jobs to China because Hunter Biden, there are a few pictures circulating and Joe can't have that going around. So let's just have another TPP.
Well, this guy coming at it, I mean, this is massive because you may choose not to believe that emails are real, but this guy coming out and saying, look, I worked with these guys firsthand, day in, day out. I understand what's going on. Here's the evidence, by the way, to corroborate what I'm saying. How do you get around that? Like, there's unless he's absolutely flat out lying,
you can't walk around that. Like CNN now.
Yeah.
Let's go look at this. Look, CNN Pfizer right now. Pfizer vaccine being tested on kids as young as 12.
Hunter Biden goes, huh?
Do you mean like every vaccine? Look at this. Look at this right now. Can we bring this up full screen real quick, CNN? Look, every single thing on CNN right now is designed to scare you. Total cases, deaths,
fear,
Pfizer vaccine being tested as young as 12. We're going in for a bleak winter, a dark winter.
There you go.
Now it's like this guy with the mustache, who I'm sure is on Hunter Biden's laptop somewhere. Deaths.
He's one of those kids.
Deaths, 225,000. It's two separate flu seasons, and you're including 90-year-olds with diabetes and coronary heart disease.
Yeah.
That's not that bad. Not saying that every life isn't valuable. You're the party of death, not us. But this is certainly the party of fear. And you know why I have to step it up?
Oh, yeah.
Because things in this country
have been pretty good. Listen, the last exactly. 4 years, outside of the riots and that kind of, you know, that's on you guys. It's been pretty good. Drug costs have gone down. Wages have gone yep. up. Unemployment is down. Yep. Black people feel pretty good about Donald Trump. It's been pretty good. So we have to scare people with yep. 225,000 dead over the course of a year and separate flu seasons, just totaling all people who yep. have had COVID at time of death. And can you believe that they're testing vaccines on 12-year-olds? Well, how do you think they tested vaccines for diseases that actually affected 12-year-olds?
Yeah. Well, the reason that they are stepping it up is because Trump is right and we're learning to live with it.
Right.
We're actually learning how to figure out how to deal with this virus.
We're getting back to normal.
The treatment is getting better, so hospitalizations are going down. The length of stay in hospitals is going down. The severity of symptoms is going down. Death rate is going down. Everything is tracking pretty well. Spikes in cases are going to happen. That's just how these things work. There's nothing you can do about that except lock yourself in a basement like Joe Biden, and we don't all have that benefit.
People talk about this. Joe Biden, okay, people say, what's your plan? What is your plan?
Yeah, specifically.
What is specifically your plan? Donald Trump made sure that we have more testing available. He's Operation Warp Speed, so we can move along therapeutics, treatments, so that we can have more ways that people can get back to work, that we can have some kind of financial security for those who are most... What will Biden do? A lockdown? Last time he said lockdown yeah. and mask mandate. By the way, mask mandate on all federal roads.
Really?
In your car. Why
in a car? Because you in can your give yourself car. COVID.
On all federal land, public land, and then in the roads. What?
We're only if build you're walking back better. Down the roads. Cars.
I walk this lonely
Wheels
road.
Wheels on the bus go round and round.
My shadows, the only one that... walks beside me. Wow. Right? Come on, man.
Half the time.
You know the show? You
know the thing?
Robert Plant. All right, so let's move back to Hunter Biden.
He's totally all there.
Now there are multiple recent alleged Hunter Biden sex tapes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be posted online over the weekend.
Right.
Okay, so we have to be careful. Again, we're not Netflix. We can't show cuties.
True.
So
nor
we
do we
will
want
not
to.
Show this, right. and nor would I encourage you to go and look this up. I do know that there are videos available. And when I say allegedly, it's pretty clear Hunter Biden is in there, and it's pretty clear that these things are really awful, and it seems very much like these people are underage, especially when combined with the other evidence at hand. And the website, by the way, with these videos or some of the, more of these leaks is run by a Chinese businessman who is a friend of, I believe, Steve Bannon, so I want to make sure people, Bannon! It's like, okay, but I don't know if, even if you don't like Steve Bannon and Breitbart, like, he didn't stage a pedophile sex tape. So
it's crime.
It's still Hunter Biden is still in him.
It's Steve Bannon standing in the kitchen, like, have a seat.
Right. Yes. I was just getting something to eat.
I was bringing her some Doritos, you know.
Yes. I eat my McDoubles naked. And what do you do, sir? I'm a computer technician. They're always computer technicians.
Always.
That's weird. That is a strange
And there is something that's trending over there. I don't know if it's 4chan or those sites where apparently in one of these videos, they're trying to estimate the size of Hunter Biden's John Thomas because there are M&Ms. So again, just to give you an idea, the graphic detail, there are M&Ms on Hunter Biden's Johnson. And so some people are trying
the
to say,
balance,
but,
though.
But that being said, joke's on you, they're M&M minis.
That's a dirty trick.
I hate those things.
So he knew about the cameras.
He knew about the cameras. He did the Anthony Weiner Space Odyssey angle, and he just said, no, I'll put on minis. They'll be none the wiser.
Check out my balancing
act. And people thought, you know what? Say what you want about Hunter Biden. He's a crack-addled pedophile who used his position and his father's influence for ill-gotten gain, but
that.
A huge schmeckle. And then you find out, none of that none of that is true.
It's all forced perspective.
Coming down. the house of M&M mini cards. So
it's tragic.
It's really bad.
Sad story. This is just so that you guys know there's more out there than just, we think there might be some kind of a picture. Yeah. I don't want anyone to run across this, and I don't know the legal liability of anyone out there. I felt like I felt like the feds might kick in my door like Beauty and the Beast with a giant log because I previewed cuties for this show.
Well, you just look at the poster. That's all you have to do with the stuff
I thought,
that they were
I don't know. If someone were to ever say, like, have you ever seen child pornography, I would have to say, well, I saw cuties. I'm like, take me away. They zip tie me.
Netflix 2020, sorry.
Gross.
They lost like 800,000 subscribers.
I love it. Crazy. Biggest miss on Wall Street for them ever.
Well
so,
deserved.
Giuliani did say, and he was on, I think one of, he was on a news channel. Yeah. I don't want to get it wrong. He was the one who said that PBS? There are salacious pictures of underage girls on the hard drive. And again, this is something that has been confirmed by multiple sources, but here he is talking about the more recent evidence.
Salacious pictures of underage girls, meaning underage girls scantily clad, which is a nice way I can say it, and in one case, nude at the top. I believe the girl was 15.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay. But he tucked in his shirt in a Borat interview.
Oh, yeah.
So right. We can't believe a guy who tucked in his shirt.
Totally morally equivalent.
Yeah, totally exactly. Morally equivalent between crack with 15-year-olds. And he had a text that he showed, I don't know if it was accidentally. We saw it on the screen. Let's bring this up really quickly. There was a text from Hunter Biden being sent. And there's a well-known track record of this where he said, she told my therapist that I was sexually inappropriate with, and there's some allegations as to who this is, but a 14-year-old girl with whom he might be very close. Let's put it that way. You can do your own research. So he says, she told my therapist that I was sexually inappropriate with this girl when she says that I FaceTime naked with her, and the reason I can't have her out to see me is because I'll walk around naked smoking crack talking to girls on FaceTime. Well, you know what? I don't know if that person who has a problem with it should qualify for Mom of the Year award.
I mean, probably pretty up there, though.
Because even if we're setting a low bar,
sure.
I don't care. This is one of those people like, he's not a pedophile. Well, listen, if you're FaceTiming someone else naked while smoking crack, and there's a 14-year-old or 15-year-old in the room, call me old-fashioned.
Yes.
I still have a problem with it.
You're old-fashioned, Stephen.
And this is being sent, by the way, these kinds of text threads are being sent between family members, therapists. Yeah. So it's not like this idea that people were not aware of it. So let me offer something
like
else to you. And then I want to go to you, Audie. Mm-hmm. Let me offer up something else to you. This is, at the very least, awful behavior, likely criminal, sexually predatory,
right.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Certainly doing drugs. This is a person who is causing damage, Hunter Biden, wherever he goes, himself. Now, let's put aside the business dealings with his father, the big guy, and the money being cut in, which is the real scandal here. If you are the vice president, or if you've been in office for 48 years, and you know there's someone out there who is buying, potentially dealing drugs, potentially providing them to underage people, potentially engaging in sexual activity with 14 or 15-year-olds, at what point do we judge you for your lack of action considering your power?
Yeah.
Hey, it's your son.
Hmm.
It's your son. Right. Your son is abusing, allegedly, young girls. Joe Biden, why don't you do anything? Yeah. Is that the moral thing? My son deals with his own problems. This reminds me of when I was a kid. Yeah. Reminds me of a story. We had these kids who we used to carpool with, and Johnny Boy knows this story. So we used to carpool with these kids. They were friends of the family. They lived right down near our block. Mm-hmm. But they were also, you know, kids really wanted to be cool, fickle. My brother, at one point, they didn't like my brother for some reason. This is like back when New Thug was a thing. He'd be like, what up, homie G?
Yeah.
And because they actually thought they were black
fat.
From Greenfield Park, Canada, they got upset. and they wanted to beat up my brother. But instead, my brother was bigger and could beat them up, so they decided to follow me home and beat me up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then one day, when I wasn't at school, I was recording Arthur, okay? So my dad went to the bus stop to pick up my brother. We were waiting there, and we saw my brother and my friend Johnny Boy get out of the bus stop, and we saw 12 kids following them. Finally, the homie G guy got his buddies, and these were kids who we carpooled with.
Yeah.
They were cowards.
Yeah.
They were a family of cowards. And so we watched them follow my brother and John and them duck into a block parent's house. And my father called their mother and said, do you have any idea what's going on? And she said, well, I let my son fight his own battles. That's like Joe Biden. She said, I let my son fight his own battles. You know what my dad said? My dad said, okay, absolutely. So we're going to lock your son and Jordan in a racquetball court. I have a reservation on Saturday. We'll see who comes out. How could you do that? I don't encourage violence. He said, no. You just said you let your kids solve your own problems. I don't let my son get beaten up by gangs of 12 cowards.
Yeah.
I will let them settle it with their fists, which is what your son planned on doing, only another 11 pairs of fists.
Yeah.
Alone in a racquetball club. Yeah. Are we good? And she thought my father was a monster.
I love
it's the same thing Joe Biden saying, I let my son solve his own problems. He's a sexual criminal and predator. He hurts every life he touches, and you were in a position of power to do something about it, Joe. Were you too busy sniffing your own 6-year-old?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And this debauched lifestyle was propped up by a job that his dad got him.
Yep.
Gave him, yeah.
So Joe Biden guaranteed that he kept and had this job, all this money he spent on, again,
right,
sex trafficked girls, All of this money, again, drugs. This lifestyle is, it's Joe Biden's fault. It does reflect on Joe Biden. It's not just trying to character assassinate him because of his kid.
Right.
It does reflect negatively on him.
He didn't get caught smoking weed at a Mos Def concert.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. Listening to Tupac, you know, in college. Basically, he has put himself in a position where he said, I am the moral candidate compared to Donald Trump. Yeah. This is Joe Biden, right? So he's opened this door into my morality versus his morality.
Right.
His morality is he says things about women that we all detest sometimes, and his morality is that he's done some things that probably we wouldn't do. On the other hand, your morality and your family's morality is on center stage right now, and the only thing the news is talking about is coronavirus, because that's nobody's the only thing you pull better on right now.
I'm tired of this where people act as though, the real criminals are the big banks. Listen, I'm against the big banks who support Joe Biden. I'm against big banks. I'm against big auto. Yeah. I'm against big oil. I'm against subsidies. I'm against unfair business practices across the board, okay? I want to be clear, but people say those people they're roaming free, whereas we're locking up people of color. No, listen, there is a difference between someone cheating on their taxes and someone looking somebody else in the eye and committing sexual assault against a minor. There is a difference between, you know what? I put some money in the Cayman Islands or in Panama and stabbing somebody, knocking over a liquor store. I'm sorry, there is a difference. There is a difference because there are a lot of people here who, if you can get away with some kind of a tax break, or if you can get away with paying less than you have to, or if you can get away with, I don't know, maybe getting another free ice cream cone, using the coupon twice, or maybe like I did at Halloween and Chipotle where I dressed up as a burrito, two different burritos, one with a mask, so I got two burritos. The point is, none of us are perfect. But there's a huge difference between that and the kind of crime we are talking about with the Clintons and the Biden family. And let me finish here. This is really important because they talk about, well, what about Donald Trump's kids? You know what? What about Donald Trump's kids? Let's go through that. That is kind of one thing that is remarkable to me. No one's perfect.
Right.
No drug scandals, no sexual assault scandals with the kids. I mean, people want to say, oh, they made money off their dad's name. Well, it's in the private sector, so it's not your tax dollars, so I don't have as much of a problem with it, and it seems like they actually work pretty damn hard. Also, they didn't rape kids. Let's be clear. Let's say that maybe Donald Trump Jr. used some leverage while his dad was working in the private sector to, have a leg up in business. I think he's been pretty straightforward about that. But you know what else? Donald Trump Sr., President Trump, is a teetotaler. Donald Trump Jr. just last time on this show said, I don't drink. And he said, the reason for that is not that I don't like drinking, is that I wasn't particularly good at drinking. And what does the media do? Yeah. Oh, he used to be an alcoholic. He used to be an alcoholic. Well, why don't we focus on the redemption? Oh, that's right. Because there is no redemption with the Bidens. There is none. Right. He's still a pedophile.
Still in it. Right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The nerve of the media, too, because the media he's been asked about Hunter Biden twice. And in one of the cases, he stepped on the question, didn't let the person finish, and said, there is no controversy.
Right.
So he actually knows that he will not get a follow-up question.
Yeah, it's the arrogance.
Nobody else is going to
cut it off right here. It's the arrogance of Joe Biden. It's just call a lid at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
With, what are we, 8 days to election now? Are we 8 or 9 days to election right now?
Eight.
8 days to election.
A week
call
tomorrow.
A lid at 11 a.m. And the people are terrified, right, in the media, because they all act as though the media is terrified of Donald Trump.
Right.
Well, we might not get a White House press pass. But with Joe Biden, if anyone even wants to ask this question, like, I wanted to ask you about the scandal with the Hunter, what's your favorite cherry? They are terrified because you know what? Donald Trump doesn't have control over the press because they all hate him. You know who does? The guy who was part of the administration to whose cocktail parties you desperately wanted to be invited. They are terrified. Wow. They are terrified of asking these questions of Joe Biden. Could you imagine if one of us here had pictures like this and underage sex scandals?
Oh, man.
Do you think that I would expect to not have any questions asked? Yeah. I've had questions asked because we had a shirt with fig leaves on them.
Yes. You took far more scrutiny than Joe Biden has for Hunter Biden
Must
over that.
A funny shirt. A funny shirt.
Yeah, to have no accountability whatsoever.
Yeah.
These are about as bad as individual actions can get from Hunter Biden as a person, which his dad could have stopped.
Yeah.
But maybe we have the answer. Maybe he didn't because Joe Biden was making too many dollar bills, y'all. And that's what people need to follow.
And you have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
You cannot rely on the media to do it for you because they won't.
Well, and this should be, I mean, I don't care where you stand on the political spectrum. I don't care if you're a Biden supporter or a Trump supporter. This should be a story that is investigated. And all we've seen is the media cover for him and change the subject. But then we had 50 intelligence people come out and sign a document that the media said that this was all Russian collusion. No, what it said, or Russian disinformation, what it said was this has all the earmarks. And even if it isn't this, we should treat it as though it is.
Right.
That's what it said.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And by the way, these weren't people in positions of power to actually confirm or deny. The people who were, including a lot of people who don't like Donald Trump, said, like, yeah,
this is not the Russians.
Yeah.
This is Hunter Biden doing his thing.
Yeah. Think of this for a second. It is less far-fetched to believe that a formerly sitting vice president and current favorite to win the presidency has a crack-addicted pedophile sex tape with underage, potentially, allegedly, relative's son than Donald Trump being involved with Russia. That's how far we are, because we know there's zero possibility of Donald Trump being involved with Russia.
Well, we've known for a long time that the news is basically two different silos, that people are in their right-wing kind of silo and the left-wing sort of silo. But this is the clearest example of something that is being totally ignored.
Right.
I think there used to be at least a couple different interpretations of the facts, or we'll talk about it less. I haven't seen it covered at all in the left-wing media. It's an insane thing. And it is Donald the number Trump, one
that's
junior.
Why I think Joe Biden listed the Wall Street Journal as denying its authenticity, because it's the only source that was in
his talking
silo.
About it.
I was like, oh, this looks to be real. He's like, oh, I can't believe it. All the papers said it's not legitimate. Which paper, Joe? Wall Street Journal. That's the only one that said it is.
Man, if it was Don Jr., it would be on the news 24/7, all day long, every second you turn on any channel. It would be Don.
If Don Jr.
Is a
kissed a 12-year-old on the cheek and it would be
way
ever,
smaller.
Forever. Well, Joe Biden was using their forehead like a scratch and sniff, then his son was using their hip bones for banging crack rocks.
Yeah. Well, put it this way: what if Hunter Biden was Amy Coney Barrett's son? With the stuff that we just went through. Oh, do you think that question would have come up in the Senate hearing?
Yeah.
Do you think that the Democrats would have been, well...
You mean, do I think
I see that
Hirono,
your son...
You're unfit.
Do I think Senator Hirono, who asked, have you ever committed sexual assault or unwanted sexual advances?
And sexual
do
preference.
Do I think she would have brought up anything if her children didn't have a spotless record?
Yeah.
I think they would have brought up the kid if the kid was suspended for playing on an iPhone in school.
Yeah. It just goes to show that any kind of moral, you know, Z-snapping that these people do is all fake. It's all an act. They don't care about morality. They just care about power.
Right.
What is Z-snapping?
Well, it's just kind of like sassy.
I'm
just picturing Hirono.
That's so white.
It really is.
It would be an S. Z would mean rigid, like a white person. Like, it's
like with,
S.
Yeah, with no rhythm.
It's the S. It's the S.
I'm sorry.
Just like Lil Pump, who endorsed Donald Trump. Right?
This week's secret password is scapulous. Again, that's like your shoulder where the blade is, your scapulas. Comment the secret password on the video version of this show on YouTube, and you will be rewarded with a great surprise in your near future.
Yeah.
What?
We're going to a little bit of AOC. Hit the notification bell, though, if you are subscribed. Because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot.
Yeah, basically.
They don't really mean a whole lot. I'm subscribed to many channels, and I don't know what it does. I don't know where to find them, so I just have to search them all the time. And I know that you can't find us when you search us. So hit the notification bell, because we stream Good Morning Mug Club every morning, Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. And next week, Tuesday, election night coverage. Biggest live stream ever. It could be 10 hours, could be 12, could be 15 hours. And we will have all your favorite guests, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump Jr. Yeah. And all the people who you want to see. Also, apparently I am going to be shot in the chest with a bulletproof vest.
Are you?
Yeah, because we have a new sponsor coming in.
Okay.
Well,
I didn't know about this.
Live.
Okay.
Live. Live. Wow.
This could be interesting.
I start looking for a new job. Yeah.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine. That's why it's the sponsor. It's bulletproof vest. So.
With a gun?
Yes. What do you? What do you?
What else do you shoot somebody with a bulletproof vest on with?
No,
I mean an arrow
with a harpoon.
Gun or,
it's just a question.
With an RPG, I think it'll work.
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm a little slow.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Hopefully, the bullet
should be
a little faster than you, but not too fast.
Not too fast.
Dodge it. Just dodge it. You can dodge it.
Yeah.
By the way, just in case you were ever wondering, don't believe people in authority just because of their authority. Because I knew a kid in school who said that he had dodged bullets. He said he could dodge bullets, and I said, there's no way that's not true. And
sure.
The kid was clearly lying, and I said Miss Mary, he's clearly lying. I just made up that name because I don't want to for the innocent involved. Yeah. And she said, well, what is he like? I said, he says he can dodge a bullet. He's dodged a bullet. That's not possible. She's like, well, yeah, he can't. Did you dodge a bullet? And he said, yes. She said, well, then he's telling the truth.
I said, how can you tell?
The whole trust fall
that's
thing
how we
you're
got
trying
to 2020,
do here.
Man.
But the kid is clearly lying. And I also had a teacher tell me that the earth was not spinning very fast or we would all spin off.
Ah. This is Canadian education or Detroit education? Which one?
Oh, I swear man. To you.
There's a direct line you can trace between that teacher saying, oh, yeah, he can dodge bullets to 2020.
Where, this,
right?
From where he gets shot there. Trying to dodge a bullet? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. A lot of childhood stories. Here's another one. I had a kid, a guy named Daniel, steal my pens. My dad worked for a company.
Yeah.
And his name was on the pens. And those were the only pens that I had. You
cool,
know,
yeah.
Saved money on back to school shopping. Yeah, and he stole my pens. So all my pens are gone. Like 15 pens with my dad's name on them. I'm like, Daniel stole my pens. The guy's name was Monsieur Lacquer. I don't care. He was a gym teacher. So and then he was teaching English temporarily. So that is his actual name. Monsieur Lacquer. I said, Monsieur Lacquer, Daniel stole my pens. He goes, really? How do you know? I go, well, because those are my pens. And Daniel goes, no, they're my pens. And I said, well, actually, my dad works for that company. And my dad's name is on those pens. Darren Crowder.
Sure,
you can see his name. I'm Steven Crowder, I think. And then he goes, no, my dad works for that company. And I said, okay, but why would my dad's names be printed on the pens? And the teacher goes, you know what? If you two can't settle it, no one gets the pens. No, there's not a moral equivalency. If you two can't learn to work it out, this is the point.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the point. Sometimes good can't work it out with evil, including evil Daniel, who stole my father's pens. There is no, like that, the United States is the one, when people act like the UN, they talk about, like, well, the UN is great. No, that's the UN. Well, if you can't settle it. No. Hamas has destruction of all Jews in its charter.
Yeah,
it's not the same thing. Where's the
Don't
Jews
work
like,
with
you
it.
Put down your weapons, we'll put down our weapons. The United States is the teacher who comes in and goes, come on, cut the shit, Daniel. It has his name. Has his
Give
name
him the
on
pens.
The pen. That's what you have to do sometimes. It's not all, we can work it out. We can work it out. No, you can't.
Yeah, the bank teller says it's his money. The bank robber says it's his money. If you two can't work it out,
nobody gets the money.
Government gets the money.
If you in the pantsuit and you in the ski mask can't find some kind of common ground.
Hold hands.
That's why I don't believe in finding common ground if it's not found on truth. Okay. Speaking of untruth, so this next one, I don't know about you, and you guys let me know. I think, I have a gut feeling that Donald Trump could win this thing. It's still 50-50 shot, and you need to go out like and vote like your life depends on it.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in Pennsylvania, vote twice after election. Haha, kidding. Don't fact check. I'm not encouraging anyone to commit a crime. That's a joke.
It's a joke. Just vote for your dead neighbor.
It's a joke.
Just kidding. Don't do that either.
But it may be possible. So,
I mean, we'll leave it to you.
With Joe Biden, this is something that even Democrats are distancing themselves from him, where he tried to say, we're going to phase out all fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Which isn't really what the problem is. He's just so good at pissing off everybody because the far left people, he's not doing enough.
Right.
And then somehow he took a steaming dump on everyone in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
and I think that was one of Donald Trump's best moments. Are you listening, Pennsylvania? Are you listening, Texas? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Because I think this is one thing. People talk about undecided voters. Because we know them like functionally retarded people at this point if you're undecided. It's also, by the way, why you should have to vote the day of. Because a lot can change.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think Donald Trump created a new swath of undecided. I don't think it has anything to do with undecided voters. I think there were people who were going to go in and vote for Joe Biden. And they went in and said, but I know I'm going to lose my job.
Yeah.
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 If not tomorrow, certainly by the end of 4 years. And if it's 8, I'm definitely out of a job. All right. I got to vote Donald Trump. Yeah. I think that seriously could have fundamentally changed the numbers of registered Democrats.
Yes.
When people talk about blue dog Democrats, sort of the Reagan coalition. Yeah, yeah. I mean, could you think of a more clear example of people like that than people in the Midwestern states who work in fossil fuels or fracking, which has created an entirely energy independent nation, the United States? Do you think I can't think of any more clear example of what would turn those people over to voting for Donald Trump other than knowing that Joe Biden will literally take their guns away, but no one's covering that.
Yeah, and it's forced him to spend money in that state where he could be using that in other states. If you look at all the swing states, there's only one state that Joe Biden has visited more times than Donald Trump, and that's Pennsylvania. And so he has forced him, he's
that's
boxed
boxed him in. He wanted to go back to Amy's diner.
Well, no, he doesn't want to travel very far, and the Pennsylvania's nice. Close, right? So he has boxed him into campaigning there almost exclusively, and Trump is in all these other states, like sometimes that's twice as many visits.
Smart
right? And, and not spending nearly as much money in those states because he's got to spend a ton of money in Pennsylvania.
It's crazy. He's going around. It's like the Santa Claus.
Yeah,
the way Donald Trump is going around in 3, 4, 5 route, you're like, he's just going. How is
3, 4 a day? He just flies to the airport and he has giant crowds.
Leave some milk in McDonald's,
exactly,
and a carrot for the pilot.
Well, no, no, it's Diet Coke.
I was just going to say, Biden's flip-flopping on fracking is a good example of why he's going to be very useful if he gets in office for the left, because they can. Again, just use him for whatever purpose he wants.
Pull him in whatever direction they need.
Yeah, he has no core convictions. So
he's the Chauncey Gardner of the left. Yeah, and by the way, send in your chat. Pressure. We'll be once we leave YouTube, we'll be taking your chat exclusively.
Yeah,
okay, so here's a good point with that is AOC was interviewed on Jake Tapper. I was watching this yesterday. And I watch it. So you got Sunday morning. So I get Stelter, then I get Jake Tapper, and then I get Fareed Zaka. Not the one with the bad haircut, Sanjay Gupta, the other one.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
Zakaria, yeah.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. Zakaria?
Which
Zakaria? Zakaria?
Zakaria.
I thought he was a drug dealer. So those I watched those every Sunday morning, and I watched AOC on there with Jake Tapper, and ooh, this shows you the rift that is happening with the left and just how bad the Democratic Party is for the United States of America. So here is Crazy Eyes, AOC, talking about Joe Biden being against a fracking ban.
Vice President Biden has made very clear that he does not agree with a fracking ban. And I consider that, it will be a privilege to lobby him.
Well, you also don't think we should have lobbyists and you wanted money out of politics. So crazy. By the way, also, this comes from Americans for Tax Reform. Joe Biden, of course, said that he supported a fracking ban. Many. Here we go.
No more. No new fracking. We are going to get rid of fossil fuels.
Well, like, what about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipes?
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
We would work it out. We would work it out.
I guarantee you. We're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to.
He is pretty clear.
It was a guarantee.
No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Ends. Number one.
Three consecutive American presidents have enjoyed stints of explosive economic growth due to a boom in oil and natural gas production. As president, would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
So just to be clear, all of that is not enough for AOC. AOC is saying he's clearly against fracking. I don't know what's political expediency at this point. None of what these people say are true. For all of the problems you have with Donald Trump, and I have many too, you pretty much know that what he says he's going to do, he's going to do. And sometimes you're like, I don't know if he should do that, but he said he is, so he already boxed himself. He's going to have to do it. And we're going to have Funny Hat Tuesday be a national holiday. Please, Donald Trump.
Mandate.
Yeah, even when he does, even when Donald Trump does the art of the deal thing where he talks past it and then gives himself room to negotiate back.
Yeah.
It is the same direction.
Right.
It's not just the opposite.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, exactly. But that's not enough for AOC. And here's something that's interesting. Now, AOC has changed her tune. What was that pack that the Young Turks, Reg can probably tell me, or someone there can, maybe Maddie, Reg can, what was the name of the pack from the Young
Justice
Turks?
Justice Democrats.
Justice Democrats.
Yeah.
AOC was a Justice Democrats candidate where she was the one who was supposed to go in and oust the old Democrats, right? That was her whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now she's saying that young activists are actually disciplined and aren't voting for their favorite person, but she's explaining why it'll be a good thing now for young people to not vote for radical Democrats like Justice Democrats like AOC and like Bernie or Rashida Tlaib, but the guy who's been in office for 48 years and opposed desegregation and busing. Here you go.
People right now have a very disciplined activist mindset, and they are not here with the intent of voting for their favorite person or voting for someone that they think is perfect. They believe that they want to vote for a president that is at least going to be receptive to their advocacy activism.
So basically, Biden, it'll do.
Well, yeah, and receptive to their advocacy is just like puppet.
Yeah,
it's just code for being my puppet for me.
Basically, you know, like honestly, here's the thing is I don't
I mean, I don't. I've had a real. I can't put my hand up Donald Trump's ass and make him do. But yeah. With Biden, he's actually receptive, and I can say, "So right, so right, so right, so right," and I put on a little bit of lipstick, and it's Senior Biden, and that is an act that I can travel with. So she's like, "Oh, maybe he's good enough." Just this time last year, she said that she'd be damned if she let a politician like, I don't know, pulling a name out of thin air, Joe Biden, take office.
And I will be damned if the same politicians
yes, she will.
Who refused to act then are going to try to come back today and say we need a middle of the middle of the road approach to save our lives. That is too much for me.
Don't make fun of her stutter.
To save our lives.
I'll be damned.
So sassy.
I guess
God's
so.
Just going, Jack.
I'm 10 steps ahead of you.
So there you go. I'll be damned if there's going to be a Joe Biden type. And now she's like, but we're also really disciplined because we understand that we only have a Joe Biden type. So this is how damning the fossil fuel comments were at this last debate. And this is why the media does not want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. It is campaign ending. And you can see everyone spinning their wheels trying to get out of it. And I want to know, people out there who work in energy, what you think. And if you have people who maybe have changed their votes, because we have a lot of people who work
in
energy,
that's
a lot of people across the country.
Yeah.
Then she also talked about, you know, of course, fracking. She said the science is in, and fracking, AOC said, is far worse for the environment. It's just, here's the clip.
The science is very clear. The methane emissions from fracking are up to 64 times more powerful than CO2 emissions at trapping heat in the air. And just from a perspective of stopping climate change, you know, there is a scientific consensus.
Okay, none of that is true. Fracking is far cleaner. Fracking is far cleaner. People need to understand that than most ways that we can actually get any kinds of fossil fuels. Yeah. And the whole consensus, like she's trying to say, this consensus on fracking. There isn't even. That's not even an argument that you can make scientifically, but then the argument, so there's scientific consensus in general on climate change, the 97% number. That's not a true number. You can go to letoscredit.com. We wrote about it. It was actually a review. It was the 97% study. It was just 0.3% endorsement of the standard definition of consensus. This is not something that is true when people throw out 97%. Doesn't mean that most scientists don't believe that there's some kind of climate change. Yes. But the idea that the Paris Accord is going to, or sorry, was it the Paris Agreement? Montreal Agreement?
Paris Accords,
Kyoto Protocol, Paris Accord, but that's going to change it, or the idea that fracking is worse for the environment. There is no science on that. There is science to the opposite of that. Fracking is safer, and also offshore drilling here in the United States is safer, not only because they have, how many tanks do you think? How many tanker ships? Is that what they're called?
Tankers
have spills in a given year. You're talking about many tens of, bring this up to cute Maddie, many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of tons of oil that get spilled because they're traveling across the ocean. Think about this for a second. It's traveling across the ocean. Here are the two processes we can have when we're talking about energy and we're talking about fracking. And I know you don't like any oil or fossil fuel, and I understand that. But the fact is, we're not at sunshine and farts yet. Close. So right now, we all know that we need to transition off. Even Joe Biden said, I'll ban it, but we're going to have to work it out. Transition. Wow. So
we're going to build
back. We all acknowledge we have to transition. You know. So at this point, if we use any fossil fuels, what is the better way to get it? From other countries, Saudi Arabia, countries in the Middle East, where, you know, we have the EPA, they have their comparable nothing. They don't use any standards at all. And then putting this oil on tankers that have to cross thousands of miles of ocean, where it makes the BP oil spill look like a puddle that you maybe see under an old Saturn on the Los Angeles sidewalk.
Yeah.
That, day after day, year after year, or a scientifically improved, safer method with fewer risks of contamination, of spillage here in the United States that also makes us energy independent so that we don't support these countries who, by the way, beat the shit out of a woman if she tries to drive stick.
I can't even make it all the way to my chair without spilling my coffee all over myself. And they're having to transport gallons of oil.
Tommy the tugboat is just bringing tar.
You know what's actually a cleaner? By the way, we talk about oil all the time with fracking. The abundant thing is natural gas. Do you know what natural gas does when you burn it? It's much cleaner than coal. Like, much, much, much. The consensus is out on that. It is
well,
much cleaner
fracking,
to use
all this
that.
Stuff. Fracking, fossil fuel, the way that we do it. There are cleaner ways. We've improved upon them. And by the way, after we go exclusively to Mug Club, I'm going to make the airtight case that I feel very confident in, that Republicans, conservatism, have actually done more for the green energy sector, and they are better if you want to save the environment than the Democrats.
Yes.
Some of these reasons may surprise you, but hint, it involves Elon Musk, who I believe is South African, but he also sounds like he could be Australian or just German. I don't know. I don't trust him.
He's mysterious. But he's a mysterious man.
Here's another claim that AOC made trying to... It's funny that she... The fact that she's being brought out to spin for the Biden campaign tells you how desperate they are. Hey, Kendrick, go out there and get on Twitch. It's like, we're going to take some we're going to take some calls from other Twitch gamers, and it's just Hunter Biden as the exhale of the That's a good head. Get out of here, Tammy. Get out of here, Tammy. I don't want the feds watching my Twitch stream.
I muted my
Tammy's
camera.
Tammy's the name of a 15-year-old. She also said, this is one that's crazy to me,
little
where we
Tamara.
Talk about no accountability. She said that green energy was actually cheap. And here's the thing. The argument right now is we can't afford to just try and go all the way to solar. Like, it's well accepted that it's way more expensive, but people say, well, you know what? Earth
it's
is
worth
more
it.
Important because it's gone up 1.6 degrees over the last century, which you wouldn't determine in the thermostat. But if we don't do something, it's going to be like Terminator 2 when Skynet falls. So we say that it's worth the extra price. But she actually now is making the argument, which no scientists or economists will undergird, that green energy is cheaper than fossil fuels and natural gas.
The fact of the matter is that if you do believe in markets, solar and renewable energies are growing less and less expensive by the day. And in many areas, they are starting to become less expensive than fossil fuels.
No. By the way, whenever they say for people who support the market, it's like when this is coming from someone who never supports the market, it's like, I get what you're about to do. And I've got, you know what? I've got my lie detector ready. And it's just called a pencil and notepad. And to detect your lie, I just need to rewrite it and go,
no. No, that's exactly what I thought she said.
Solar wind energy are 2 to 3 times more expensive than fossil fuels. More expensive than fossil fuels. It's not even close. And the big reason for that is because of government intervention and government subsidies that have actually handicapped the green energy industry. And this is just something that I want to hear from you guys. If you think that this could have cost Biden the election, it would have cost Biden the election if we had a media who actually were critical, even remotely of both candidates. Not only that, remember George H.W. Bush? He had a look at his watch moment. That was a huge thing.
He did,
the debate. We're like, oh, it looked like he was disinterested. Well, Biden was looking at his watch just because he wanted to, he wanted to check his pulse. He thought he had died. And they don't mention this at all. So the media, you just see the contrast. George H.W. Bush, it was what lost him the election, some people would argue. Joe Biden is not only looking at his watch, he's just flat out lying all the time. And now he's so behind that he's putting a lid on all of his campaigning days at 9, 10, 11. Not even a good, like not even enough to do like a brunch fundraiser. And he's sending out AOC effectively as a proxy. That to me is a sign of desperation. We're going to be talking more about green energy and how Republicans have done more for green energy and conservatism than the left. But YouTube, we love you. No, you can go. Go. Piss off.